Hey, Shan boys and Shan girls, this is Sunny coming at you with episode 39 of Chansplaining. I'm gonna have to start this off with an apology. I was editing this episode and I came across an egregious error I made where I said the Gobi Desert was not part of the Silk Road. Upon listening to myself say that, I went straight to Wikipedia and was like, that doesn't sound right. And lo and behold, it says here that the Gobi is notable in history as part of the Great Mongol Empire and as the location of several important cities along the Silk Road. So, you know, I know we're not the arbiter of facts on this podcast, but I thought that was pretty bad. Anyways, thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe wherever you may find us. Costco, Stop and Shop, Safeway, Wegmans. Thanks.
Oh my God. Hey, you're listening to Chansplaining, the Jackie Chan podcast. I'm one third of your hosts. Big game, Maddie C, here with the celebutante, Sunny Chang, and old dirty Jordan Asulin.
I like that my nickname is just my name, but with an insult attached to it.
Old dirty.
I wouldn't say that's an insult.
Old dirty Jordan Asulin?
I mean it as an insult.
So that song is as good as the movie we watched this
week. we watched Dragon Blade, directed by, was it Daniel Lee? Is he the director?
Yes.
Oh, fuck this guy.
I wanted to start the podcast with like an apology to the both of you. It's like sincerely, because I saw this movie when I was drunk in New Orleans playing on a bar TV.
Big Easy.
The Big Easy. And they were playing this. They had the Sci-Fi channel on. And this was
City
playing.
Of Saints. City of Sinners.
And I
was on
like,
Sci-Fi?
It was on Sci-Fi. And I would not have known about this movie aside from that fact. And I'm sorry that I forced us and any listeners out there to watch this piece of garbage.
Yeah, this movie is on Hulu. And is if you have Hulu, technically, I guess you have access to it. Here's a sci- I wish that we lived in a sci-fi world where this movie didn't exist.
An alternate timeline.
The weird thing. Oh my God, this movie looks expensive though.
It cost 70. What was it like? 74 USD.
Yeah.
Only 74?
74 million USD.
It just goes to show you that you can't make good movies with just money.
Yeah, Sonny, that's a very good point. I agree with that. This movie cost... I'm looking. Doesn't say on Box Office Mojo, but it said it in Wikipedia. I don't care. It made $70,000 in America.
How could it even? Like, it? I don't think it went to theaters.
It might have.
It had to have.
Lionsgate maybe a couple, distributed it.
Yeah, it probably went to a few, like, theaters in, like, possibly heavy Chinese populated areas.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. That's the whole... The whole thing with this movie is that it did really well in China, and people think it's because it appealed to Chinese like nationalistic tendencies, I suppose, of some people. Don't quote me, quote Wikipedia.com, http://.
So that means it made twice its budget in box office.
Yeah, it did.
Worldwide, which is crazy.
Oh my gosh. Usually I know we start by talking, we start with laughs, or we talk about talking about Jackie Chan. I just can't wrap my head around this movie. There's so many things about it that are off-putting, and it seems like it was difficult to do. It seems like they tried really hard and failed in a uniquely poor way.
Because it's very complex, but
they simplify the complexity so it looks complex, but it also looks bad somehow, which I think is hard to do.
Like the wardrobe looks great.
The wardrobe is awesome.
Music isn't bad. Yeah. Is that why you wanted us to watch it, Jordan?
So I did not like. I saw it in on the Sci-Fi Channel on a TV screen, and it looked really cool. But I couldn't hear what they were saying, and I didn't get the storyline. So I just like when I saw it, I thought it looked like a cool movie that I was interested in seeing if it was any good. But the wardrobe, definitely seeing that, it kind of like stood out to me. I think the wardrobe in this movie is like phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the best part. They all seem very hot. I would be extremely warm.
They said that when they were filming this in the Gobi Desert, there were massive complaints of like heat stroke and things because it's too hot to act in the desert in that armor. Because it doesn't make sense what they're doing.
Were they on the Silk Road? Were they actually like in a place where it would have been the Silk Road?
That seems impractical.
I can't speak to that.
Sorry. But I mean, is the Gobi Desert a part of the Silk Road?
Oh.
At the very least.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's too far west.
Gobi Trice.
So this production studio, the guys who produced this, the Huai brothers?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce them?
Huai.
I don't know.
They.
I'm right there.
They've done a lot of movies in the past. They've been getting more active and releasing more stuff. I'm looking into their filmography. They've got The Foreigner. They have Hardcore Henry. They have Kung Fu Hustle from a while ago. The Warcraft movie.
Weird.
They have and they have Molly's Game and the Happy Time Murders. So,
wow, weird. What a weird.
They're up and coming production company, I guess.
Good
for them.
I've been noticing them in more movies, and I've been like kind of like looking at them. They seem interesting. I don't know what they're like. Obviously, they have stinkers like this, but like they have like A Bad Mom's Christmas, which I think made a lot of money and stuff like that. And so like I think they're doing pretty well for themselves, even with producing these kind of just like garbage movies with bad plots. Well,
this movie made back its budget, doubled its budget.
Yeah.
Like it did what it was. So by any measure, it is a financial success, unfortunately.
That's so weird. They also, I guess they produced The Edge of 17 too.
Oh, what? Yeah, they did. They did.
It's just like any
Your favorite movie, Sonny.
Any movie where there's like vaguely an Asian person in it, they're like, we got to get our hands on this.
No. I think it's the opposite.
Hawaii 5-0?
No, I think I've been noticing the opposite. I think the movies that they are producing, they specifically are saying, hey, this lead character, this like love interest, we want it to be an Asian guy. I think they're using their influence
like
as the producers to like have more inclusion and have a more diverse cast, because I've noticed pretty much all the movies that they produce have like Asian love interests. They have like Asian co-stars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think they did The Meg. I'm not positive about that, but I'm pretty sure they did.
Oh, I didn't see The Meg. Is there an Asian in there?
There's a lot of it. It's like half
There's
Asian.
There's a lot of Asians.
No. Like half the cast is pretty much Asian in The Meg.
Oh.
Are they all half Asian, or is it that half of them are full Asian?
No. What's the name of the guy from Hero? What's the guy, that guy?
Oh, the dude from Heroes? Hero?
Yeah, Hero.
Hero Nakamura?
No. I don't think is that...
Hero Huey from Gundam Wing?
No. the guy from Heroes is in it, and
yeah,
a bunch of
name?
Other people.
Masioka.
I don't know.
Yes. But I don't
That's
know.
Cool.
I don't know what their deal is. Like, I don't know where they're from. I don't know what. I'd like to look into them a little bit more.
Why?
I don't know. Do you guys think this movie was sort of in line with Kung Fu Yoga, where it was supposed to be like a bridging of the whatever, the Silk Road Initiative to unite Eastern and Western Asia.
Yes. Yeah, I had that same kind of feeling from it.
You don't think so, Sonny?
I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't remember Kung Fu Yoga that well, but there are definitely points in this where it was explicitly felt like, hey, check out these like East Asian, Middle Eastern, and South Asian tribes combining to defeat the evil white Romans.
Sure. God, this. So none of. Okay, before we get super ahead of ourselves, Jordan, it's that time of the month. You gotta take us on a synopsis journey.
Oh no. Okay. Okay. After we do the synopsis, but before we start with the movie, I need to tell you guys an interesting thing that happened to me last night when I tried to watch this movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, synopsis.
Sentence one.
The Silk Road is protected by a team who tries to keep the peace. Sentence one.
Okay, you know, I don't hate it. That's fine.
Sentence two. When a fleeing group of Roman group of the Roman military comes to their city, they join forces to put it back in to repair the damages. Sentence three, they work together to fend off the evil Roman Empire who comes after the prince's brother. Three sentences.
That's not wrong. That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah. Jordan.
It's bad. It doesn't sound
it's
good.
It's extremely
but...
convoluted.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, oh my gosh.
So
this movie stars John Cusack as a Roman general.
It also stars Adrian Brody as a Roman...
Like...
Prince?
Like
royalty?
Emperor? Prince? Yeah, he's some sort of royal... He's got some sort of throne stuff. So
just like a... Yeah, a lot of... Adrian Brody does a lot of scenery chewing in this one. He kind of reminds me of... Joaquin Phoenix and Gladiator, but bad.
Yes.
But not the best.
So a bad version of that.
He reminds me of like the funnest thing, but the worst part of it.
And John Cusack feels like he was in a prequel where it's like the Black Knight, but he's like an American Marine who got into a time machine and went back to Rome. And his whole story was the movie.
When you say Black Knight, you mean the Martin Lawrence
yes,
movie?
Yes, the Martin Lawrence movie.
The Martin Lawrence movie? Oh, man. If only that was the case. Yeah. Yeah, there are scenes in this where Cusack and Jackie Chan are having conversations with each other, and they're clearly shot on different days, and they're not lit the same way, and the eye lines are messed up. It's movies like this that make me wonder what the fuck Jackie Chan is thinking. What is he thinking half the time? This looked like a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
And like, it was
the
terrible.
Sets, the sets were super complex.
Yeah.
So, you want to know what's the craziest thing about this fucking movie? So, I tried to watch it last night, and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Because it was already playing somewhere else.
Could you
the
steal
world.
My Hulu, as we discussed?
No, I got it through illicit means, and I tried to watch it, and you know how at the beginning of the movie there's the Chiron that says, like, stuff about the Silk Road?
Yeah.
So that doesn't exist in the version I got,
okay.
And The version I got is the Mandarin version with no subtitles. I drunkenly watched the first 30 minutes of this movie, like, completely not in English. And the very beginning of this movie, they don't have, like, they have a satellite and two, like, astronauts in space. Who, like, find an artifact from the Dragon Blade.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's mentioned in the Wikipedia, and it never comes up in ours.
Yeah, it, like, literally, there's, like, people in space, and they, like, are astronauts, and they find it, and it, like, jumps back in time to the Dragon Blade thing. And, like, literally none of it is in the English version.
So... Okay, so there's two different cuts of this movie, and
yes, and the Mandarin version sounds a lot cooler.
I wouldn't say that sounds much cooler. I'll say that's definitely that's a choice for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't need to be there.
But what what made more money? The Mandarin cut?
Yes, the Mandarin cut did make
money. Well, yeah, because it's in China. It's not because it's like 10 times, 100 times better.
I like how they just completely do away with any language barrier. Like, why? Like, if that's the thing that's convincing people that this movie is realistic or based on any history.
Everybody just speaks the same common language.
Yeah, at this point, Jackie Chan knows English better than he knows English in that movie. So he's definitely. Like, affecting a worse accent, but it's definitely affecting the broken English.
It's affecting my boner. It's making it go away. That's what I'll say. This movie, it's so bad. Okay, what are the languages they speak? I think Jackie Chan starts by speaking Hindi or another Indian dialect, right? When he's talking to the
Indian
troops.
I mean, it sounds like it, but the subtitle says speaks Mandarin, so it could be a mistake, but I'm not.
It could just be like they just assumed everything's in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you have Jackie speaking English, you have Mandarin, of course, mm-hmm. you have Italian or Latin.
Yeah.
Is that Italian?
No,
it's not Italian.
Latin.
It's Latin. They're speaking Latin.
The idea of the Silk Road Protection Squad is also insane. One, they can't manage the Silk Road. Like, why would they be... I think calling themselves a squad is severely undercutting their authority.
They also... Yeah. They remind me of, like, the Keepers of the Book from The Mummy. They have, like...
The Magi. Like,
the Magi. They look like a Magi, but they're wearing, like, blue, and they have, like...
Yeah.
They're public. Everyone knows about them.
Right, but no one takes them seriously, it seems.
No.
Well, because
the
they,
Silk Road
like,
Protection Crew.
They, like, sexually assault women.
Yeah. Do they? Is that what happened?
You don't remember in that first scene, that first fight with the Hun woman?
Oh, yeah,
where
he
does that thing where
he does
like,
that multiple times in his movies. That's like
no, he does.
He loves to
no.
do that.
So the other time that happens, like famously, is not in the actual movie. It's in
it's in the bloopers.
It's in the bloopers for Super Cop. The woman falls on him when they're at the compound at the end of the movie,
okay.
And she like falls on him at like that, and then like. 15 years later, he uses it as a joke in a movie.
15 no, years later? Like 30 plus years later.
He also does it in Rush Hour.
Oh, Super Cop.
It's Super Cop. It's not, it's specifically
not
Super Cop. Yeah.
Okay.
But he does it in Rush Hour too when the lady's in the bomb suit. And he like tries to stop her from going somewhere and he accidentally
grabs her boobs. Her.
In which Rush
end.
Hour?
The first one.
The first one.
Which lady is in the bomb suit?
The
main
one lady
Jordan.
In Rush Hour.
I don't remember that scene at all.
You don't remember this character who defuses bombs?
No, the one who died. The one who had cervical cancer.
Yes.
Or not
cirrhosis,
cervical cancer. Cirrhosis
liver
of the liver.
Stuff. Yeah, he touches her boobs and she doesn't seem to care. But also, she's wearing a big costume, so she probably couldn't feel it. It's fine. But yeah, they're not... I would say that they are not the worst crew of people, that they are dedicated for the most part to trying to keep an entire continent at peace on horseback in 50 AD. Or 48 AD, if you were watching the Mandarin version, Wikipedia says. Oh, my God. What do we even say? What do we even say about this?
Okay, so... First fight, he stops a fight between the Chinese and the Indians, right?
Seems like that's what's happening.
The Huns and the Indians.
Oh, okay.
They're specifically that woman and her crew are the Huns, I'm pretty
sure. Her crew of 1,000 people.
Yeah. Sure. She's got a squad.
she totally squad.
And then, because he wants, their whole thing is, oh, we want peace on the Silk Road because of trade. It needs to be peaceful so we can trade good. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Economy.
Yeah. And he's got a wife who's never mentioned, who teaches orphans, a very diverse group of orphans.
She's mentioned in a scene.
Yeah.
Two scenes. She's there in two scenes. Jackie does not show any affection towards
right.
her.
Right. Like, she's thrown away incredibly easily.
Do we have to do a fight by fight breakdown of this movie?
No.
I feel like there's.
We can just go through
there's
the
like,
themes.
Yeah.
There's a butt.
There is a butt.
There is a butt. We do see a butt. That's factually true, Jordan.
So
it's the Hun woman, right?
Right. So my reading of that scene was that since he got her veil in battle, that means they're married.
I guess that's what it means.
Something
it does.
Like
it's
that.
Not. There's no real backup. There's no real explanation or dialogue. This movie is largely dialogue free, which is, I think, a reason why it's so hard to watch.
And it's like the dialogue that does exist is nonsense.
Do you guys remember? It's probably 40 minutes in or 35 minutes in. You got Cusack talking to Jack outside of whatever. What's their fortress called? Like Big Beaver Palace?
It's the Wild Geese Gate. Big Beaver
Wild Geese Gate.
Actually, Wild Geese Gate is kind of crazier. Because it's like...
Wild Geese Gate
Big Beaver Palace.
Wild Geese Gate sounds like a football scandal.
Yeah, yeah. Or like...
It
sounds really
like
close.
A winery.
It sounds really close to a Wild Goose Chase.
Yeah. But John Cusack is speaking to Jackie Chan, and he is just explaining in a summary of what has happened with the what's going on with his Roman battalion and how he was tasked with guarding this blind little boy from Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Now Brody then did Brody kill his father?
Yes.
Already?
Brody killed his father.
Brody's
because
he's trying to kill his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of
soldiers. Reasons where he wants to be the heir.
Right.
Yeah.
He wants to be the
consul. But that, in that scene, he's not saying it like when you're speaking to someone where the other person talks. He's just saying it as a summary, as if it were like above a chapter in a book.
Yeah.
Like a history textbook. John Cusack could not be bothered to do anything in this.
I really want to know how much each person got paid. Because it's like three
so do I.
People who were stars at one point in their life.
Yeah.
And then
and
a
now
bunch
have
of
fallen
nonsense.
On yeah. Fallen on hard times. All three
I feel
of
like
them.
Brody can always come back. Brody is very talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he's
but
he's done being in Predator
things.
Movies. Like shitty like I feel like all three of them are like are kind of just like who cares about any one of them right now. Like maybe Brody can still act and I'm sure if he got a good enough role he could probably knock it out of the park, but who wants
Piano
to
too.
See him in anything? Like, are there?
Yeah, I would say. I can't say I visit like Brody's IMDb and I look at the top five things and I go, ooh. Actually, I'll do that right now. Let's see what he's up to.
Is
Adam Brody or Adrian Brody?
Adrian Brody. Adam Brody is a different guy.
This would be great if it was Adam Brody.
Yeah. That actually would be much better. I think the big problem of this movie is it doesn't lean into its goofiness like it should. Like, Jackie Chan cries way too many times for this movie to also feature a scene where they put rocks on shields and spear their way through a battalion of soldiers. Yeah.
Also, Jackie Chan does not look cool with his goatee.
Yeah, though. No, that's real dumb looking. And it's completely manufactured, too.
Yeah.
he is not doing well. Jackie? I'm going to read his 2015 stuff until now. He's in a movie called Backtrack, a short film called The Mascot, okay. A short film called The Library Book, a short film called Danny, a movie called September of Shiraz. I don't know what the fuck that is. He's in an episode of Dice as himself. A movie called Manhattan Night. Another short. A movie called Bullethead, co-starring John Malkovich and Antonio Banderas. 6 episodes of Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
A movie called Airstrike. And then he plays the Emperor in the movie Emperor. Which I think might also be...
So this movie? Nope,
yeah. He's really into being some sort of emperor figure in this movie. This is just so bad for everybody involved, guys. It's just... our streak of Jackie movies has tarnished his legacy in my mind so much. Like, our last 5. Oof.
The Foreigner was good, and aside from that, it's been stinks city.
Stink City, USA. Stink City, Shanghai, China.
And all of them have been relatively serious, too. Right? I guess The Spy Next Door wasn't.
Yeah.
Spy Next Door is a children's movie, so I give that more of a pass.
But what's worse, this or Chestnut Boy? Chestnut Boy!
What's Chestnut this Boy?
Get your chestnuts from the Chestnut Boy.
Oh, we talking Lin? What's his name?
Lee?
Lee. I don't think it's Lee. It's something like Lee. Because we did our ridiculous...
Joe. His name is
No, it's not... No, his name is not Joe. Because we did that...
G. Oh, yeah, it's G. G. It is G. G look like.
It's G. We did that... G be looking like Toomba. Don't you guys remember when that happened? It was legendary.
Yeah, I remember it. I just listened to the episode, so I got a fresh face of it.
That's good. Oh, this is... Oh, my God. Let's talk about... Unless you guys want to stay on Brody for a little while.
Oh, we can't.
Who's doing worse for themselves? John Cusack, Jackie Chan, or Adrian Brody?
Cusack.
Yeah, probably Cusack. Because like this is
Cusack in my mind.
Well, actually, so I think Brody is in the is the weirdest in this movie. Like he's the one that makes the least sense, followed closely by John Cusack.
John Cusack does have scenes though. I think Brody's in it so little, and he has such a strange facial hair.
Right. Yeah.
And strange everything about him is just so off-putting and confusing. It's a problem. He's a problematic bad reason.
Yeah, he's a nothing character. It's just
how do you get to this point in your career? Doesn't Adrian Brody have a fucking Oscar?
I think he had. Did he win
for The Pianist?
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure. Did he kiss somebody? He kissed somebody.
He kissed Halle Berry.
He kissed.
Yeah.
Halle Berry famously kissed Halle Berry. I think people thought it was cool. It would probably get him blacklisted.
Yeah, it's not cool now.
It's not cool now, super cool back then.
Yeah, he did two Wes Andersons. No, he did three.
Wes loves him.
He did 3 Wes Andersons.
He did the train one. He did Moonshine
Moonshine Valley.
Moonrise Kingdom.
No,
Moonshine Schooner.
No. He did Darjeeling Limited, Mr. Fox, and Hotel. I don't think he was in Moonrise.
He did Hotel Rwanda?
Yes. The Grand Budapest Hotel Rwanda.
Good.
I thought he was in Moonrise Kingdom, but I'll accept that he probably wasn't.
That's Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I'm confusing Adrian Brody and Bruce Willis.
Naturally.
I've done it. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Can we try to aim for, figure out what the... say the ethnic groups that were represented in this, because I thought there were initially 3, but it turns out there's 5 or 6. Like towards India. Towards the end. India, the Romans.
India, the Romans, Huns, Chinese.
Oh, you? Okay. Yeah, I guess those
Huns
are...
and Chinese are distinct.
Okay.
Algerians. Are there black people in this movie?
Maybe they're, Persians?
Yeah, I was going to say either Persians or Egyptians.
Persian Empire and, at this point, Persian Empire and Indian stuff would be separate.
Is that part of a... Is Turkey part of that, too?
Turkey would be part of the Persian Empire.
Okay.
The Persian Empire would extend to include Turkey,
Meowth.
Iran, Iraq...
What are the Parthians? Okay, the Parthians are Iranians.
Sonny, I said meow in the Persian Empire.
Yeah.
Cool.
For somebody who's cool. so anti Detective Pikachu, you're making a lot of Pokemon jokes.
Yeah.
I made one today.
I know, that's my point.
I didn't know what the Parthians were, but it turns out they're Iranian.
That's cool.
Okay.
I'm down with that. So there's a lot of groups represented. What's this movie trying to say? That we should all work together for the economic benefit of Asia? Or is it trying to say that Chinese defense forces will be able to save Asia?
I don't think it's the latter, because they clearly needed a lot of help. They needed the superior engineering of the Roman army. Just draw a bunch of shit with protractors.
Ooh, maybe it's saying that the practice of taking Western products through trade deals and negotiations is important and the way to save China from being overrun by the West.
Lionsgate Films. Let's talk. I was thinking this a lot, and this is something that was very confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the movie with the action in it.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun when I see the swords and they clash.
And they cling. I think it's cool. Clang clang.
And they cling and they. Have you guys ever seen Dorf on Golf? By the way.
No. What is that?
Dorf on Golf is something I've been watching recently. Do you know Tim Conway?
Yeah.
He's a comedic actor from can't remember what her name is, whatever. He does a whole series of what were VHSs about, like, explaining the basics of sports as this character named Dorf, who's I assume a dwarf, who, like, is Tim Conway on his knees with shoes on his knees, and he speaks he speaks like that. I like the putt in the ball.
Okay.
Dorf is better than this movie. Dorf on Golf, a children's VHS from 1987 that's 27 minutes long, is better than this movie.
I agree.
Fair.
But when the action happens in this, it is completely without stakes whatsoever. Mm. Because one, no one says anything.
Yeah.
It's silent action. So you just hear clanging and music.
Right.
No one has... there's no faces. There's, like, no names to faces. There's so many people. It's sort of like playing in a video game where it's just the unending horde of what's the gang in Red Dead 2, Sonny, that we're playing against?
The O'Driscolls.
The O'Driscolls. They're just killing O'Driscolls. And who gives a shit at that point if there's no stakes to it?
They try to shoehorn in stakes by having a million of those scenes where they show people you're supposed to know dying. It's like when Hal Deer dies at Helm's Deep, but, like, there's five of those.
Oh, this movie.
If they just made it like Helm's, like, that's my take. All war movies should have a scene that's just Helm's Deep.
In a castle?
Yeah, in a castle.
Should it literally be to Helm's Deep? Or
it can
should
be.
It just be...
it's a good set.
Here's a question I have. Is Helm's Deep the best, like, battle scene in a movie?
It's up there.
Cause, like, Good Will Hunting, obviously, that intro is
yeah
pretty rad.
Insane.
This movie's up there too. This movie's in the same conversation of.
Wait, hold on, Matt. I thought you were making a joke, but are you thinking of Saving Private
Ryan?
No,
I am.
Okay,
I am.
I thought you.
Oh, I said Good Will Hunting.
I thought you forgot what.
I think the three best scenes are Saving Private Ryan, Battle of Helm's Deep, and then the fight on the basketball courts in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah,
when they fight the Italian gang. Those are my favorite three fights. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this movie borrows from Kingdom of Heaven, maybe also.
Yeah.
Have you guys have seen Kingdom of Heaven?
Is Adrian Brody in that?
Is Bro Dog in Kingdom of Heaven? I don't know, actually.
I saw Kingdom of Heaven once, like, when it came out, and then a few years ago, there was a big take where, like, you gotta watch Ridley Scott's director cut of that movie. It's so good.
That's what they always say.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't want to bother with 3 hours of the Crusades.
I don't care that much to see. It's like the same thing they said with the first Daredevil. Like, oh, if you watch the Ben Affleck Daredevil director's cut, it's pretty good.
Oh, I've never heard
that.
It's not bad. Interesting. Okay.
That was the thing that was going around when I first got to college.
Yeah.
I never watched it. Jesus, Jackie Chan.
I think the fighting scenes in this movie are probably the most competently done parts, because it feels like there's something that's something that Jackie had an input in. He was like, "Do this, put that camera there." As soon as it leaves the action, it just becomes so boring.
Yeah,
and that child sucked.
Yeah, the whole child thing, like, I don't care about
it. Yeah.
Like the whole, like, struggle between, like, the two princes and stuff like that, it's just, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Like,
why should we?
Yeah, I know. That, like, it's like a strife between two royal brothers. Like, why do we like one and not like the other? Like, I think if anybody, like, the whole, like, slave narrative of those people, they're gonna take out the protection squad, and they're like, like, we're gonna kill you because, like, we've been slaves all our lives, and now we finally get a chance to, like, make a history, make our own choices. And he, like, he convinces them not to do that. Like,
yeah.
it's like there's an uprising by the general populace. And they, like, want their own rights. They want their own freedom. And he, as the protection squad, like, this, like, royal group of, like, people who keep the peace, they're able to, like, squash this rebellion that could have amounted to something better. And they just, like, all they're doing is making it so they keep the peace for a little bit longer and keep the people who are in power in power. It seems like a weird take to make.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
agree.
Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just saying, this movie is garbage. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Something that
the storytelling in this movie is non-existent.
Right. It's just a bunch of things happening. But something that, like, crossed my mind would be, I think there is a really good movie that's possible about Silk Road history and what the Silk Road represented. Just culturally across...
Let's write it right now.
Across all of your, Western Asia and Africa. I don't know what it looks like, but it's not about fighting over it.
I think if anything, that's a journey story. That's
right.
Like a story where somebody is on the going on the Silk Road, and they literally like somewhere in Europe or somewhere on the other side of things, they run into trouble and they need a young kid to like. It's a coming of age story.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody who's like 17 gets dragged onto a story with like an older group of like merchants, and they have to defend themselves, and like it's the cultural diffusion and learning, and it's like a Lord of the Rings, but it's
right.
It's on the Silk Road. That's a cool movie.
Have either of you guys ever read or heard of Rudyard Kipling's Kim?
No.
No.
Kim is about this. It's kind of about this, about a young ex-slave that's a scout for, I can't remember what army. But the great game is this thing that supposes that we've been fighting, like, there's been a grand war that's been fought for all of history, mm-hmm. and, like, it's sort of it's undercover, and it affects different things, and largely it's in East Asia and Africa. Mm-hmm. Kim is sort of like that. It's pretty cool. I would say that a Silk Road movie, better than a coming-of-age story, because those I don't think should have to do with the desert and like being a little boy in the 50 BC. Make it about like sleuths. Make it a spy movie.
Yeah,
of sorts.
That would be interesting.
Because I bet that's how shit was done.
Yeah,
I bet it's done through like negotiation tactics regarding trade routes.
They should do
like
True Detective, The Silk Road.
Oh, Sonny. Cast it.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan as Jackie Chan, Agent Brody. That would be better, I guess. I don't know about this movie. I don't know about Jackie Chan anymore.
No,
I don't know about.
We gotta go back.
Cusack is gone.
Back in time. We gotta get back to old Jackie Chan movies.
Old Jackie.
Get back to where we once belonged.
Yeah,
exactly. Get back, Jackie.
Though back, Jackie. I will say he. This is up there on his don't want any trouble meter in terms of
his whole job is to enforce that there's no trouble.
Yeah.
It's not even that he doesn't want any trouble. He wants other people to also not want any
right.
trouble.
Yeah. No one should be in any trouble.
Jackie Chan killed his little sister in this movie.
Yes.
And it kind of is just skipped over.
It's like when Chris Evans says he ate babies in Snowpiercer.
The babies were best. The babies were best.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
what
then,
are
you
talking,
talking
about,
Jordan?
Oh, in
Snowpiercer.
In Snowpiercer,
yeah.
Snowpiercer.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to call it Moonshiner for some reason. In Snowpiercer, yeah.
Especially
the
since the like him killing his sister doesn't add anything to his character.
No, he's just tragic, like John Cusack, I guess, in some way. What does it fucking matter? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, we're given these elements, but there's no... The whole basic things of storytelling is you have to give the audience something to root for,
mm-hmm.
or at least, like, a perspective on something. And
yeah.
there's none of it. It's just battles with nothing. It's like watching somebody's demo reel as a cinematographer.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we're going to do a fun thing, and we're going to do an hour and 20 minutes of fight scenes with 20 minutes of dialogue, and the dialogue is meaningless, and you won't care what happens to anybody.
Right.
And also, the action's not violent enough to, like, make it impactful
in my
brain.
Yeah. It's also, like, one of those weird cases where the practical effects don't look good. Like, the rocks that throw at the end seem, like, feel really fake. All of their, like, weaponry was just a little bit too polished.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like, one of the rare cases where it would have maybe been better just to have CGI occasionally.
Even the cool thing, like, he gets into the first fight with John Cusack, and he, like, puts that, like, clamp and the rope on his sword.
Yeah, that thing's cool.
Like,
yeah,
but it's not
cool.
Used.
It's never used for coolness.
Yeah.
It's just like,
is that the dragon blade?
I don't know what the dragon blade
is.
Is
the dragon blade?
I like that's what, if you name a movie Dragon Blade, there has to be a blade that like everyone knows is the dragon blade.
Yeah.
They have to talk about it and say like, oh, the dragon blade. Even if it's like not in the actual movie, even if it's like just like something, it's like. The like you find out later that like oh they talk about this mythical dragon blade and that's what's kept China safe and then in the end you find out that the dragon blade is really just like the combination of everybody's forces together. That's what the
Jordan
dragon
that's is. A really good metaphor. That's great work.
Too bad
like
it's not
that.
In the movie.
Yeah. And it needs to have powers.
Oh, this fucking movie, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. It costs so much fucking money.
It costs a lot of money.
people saw it.
I think the Dragon Blade exists in the version with the space people. I think they're looking for the Dragon Blade in that, and they probably find artifacts from the Dragon Blade. But in this cut, they're just not. It doesn't exist.
I'm getting angry. I'm sitting here. I'm like getting flustered and frustrated, trying to think about what was happening. What is Jackie Chan doing at this point in his career? I don't understand what the fuck his like
this
motivation is.
This is pre-Foreigner.
It's 2015. Yeah.
What else did he have? He had this. He had the two bells, one road. Well, the Spy Next Door is a few years before this. The Spy Next Door is like 2007, right? 2010.
Yeah.
So like he's got nothing going on really, except for like
he's like, doing. I think at this point he's doing epics. He's doing other Chinese epics,
right?
Yeah.
Which I refuse to watch after this. Let's just take a look at our boy Jackie.
Take a look. It's not The Good, the Bad, and the Weird, but it's something about a train, and I can't remember what it's called. I've seen it a few times.
Are you on his Are you on his LinkedIn page?
Yeah, I'm on his LinkedIn.
Jackie Chan
2015, Dragon Blade, then Monkey King, Hero is Back, Kung Fu Panda, Skip Trace, The Master, but not The Good Master, Railroad Tigers, 2016.
Yeah, Railroad Tigers, that's what it is.
Kung Fu Yoga, Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
What?
Lego Ninjago. Then The Foreigner, Bleeding Steel, and now we're where we are. Where are we, guys? Where are we in this this madness that we've embarked upon?
I do not know.
This makes me really doubt him for the future.
Yeah, I don't like. There's no way I can look forward to a new Jackie Chan movie in 2018 going forward.
How bad was so? I've never seen Skip Trace, but 2016 is Skip Trace. 2015 is this movie. What's better?
Skip Trace is
what's
better.
Worse?
Skip Trace is much better. It's much better than this. It's not even really close. Skip Trace is, I would say, a competently made movie.
Skip Trace
feels
like
not if not bad.
Yeah, it feels like a movie. This just feels like a collection of scenes. This is one of those movies I think that film editing is. Can be treated as like an inverse bell curve in terms of how it's presented to the audience. So like people know when it's really bad and people know when it's really good, but when it's just like normal editing, it's just no one ever notices it. And this is one of the few films that's like on the back end of that curve where it's so bad.
Oh, you didn't like the 9 fade to blacks?
Yeah,
the 9 fade outs, fade ins,
the unexplained flashbacks to like 5 minutes before.
Why, Jackie
boy?
How does he put his name on this shit? He knows how to make movies. He knows how to do it. We've seen it. And he doesn't do it anymore. He doesn't do it, Jordan.
So I'm looking at his IMDb right now, and I'm looking at like all the movies and looking at the IMDb user review scores. Mm-hmm. Like pretty much all of the movies are like New Police Story is a 7, and then like so many other movies in that era are all like 5.5s to 6 range. So I think we're like literally just like we're like stuck in like a bad spot for the foreseeable future of just like what.
So by looking at his stuff, like when that Schwarzenegger movie comes out with him, are we gonna watch that and like be excited for that? I can't even be excited for this John Cena movie.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's incredible.
I'm totally still excited for that.
Well, yes, we'll watch that movie, I'm sure, in theaters. It'll be great, but that movie is going to be super bad. And I'm not talking about Evan and Seth. I'm talking about actually being a bad movie. Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Jackie Chan in the IMDb trivia says... it says Jackie complained politely about the sword skills of John Cusack. I would like to have been in on that conversation.
I would too. I would have loved to hear that. You know, Mel Gibson was supposed to play John Cusack's character.
That's
really.
Wait, John Cusack's character and not Adrian Brody's? Hold on, who's Lucius?
I thought it was Cusack.
Yeah.
Isn't Lucius is Cuse?
That's crazy.
That would have been so fucked up and so weird. And I think, but I will say this, I think Mel Gibson would have done a better job than John Cusack.
Probably.
I still think Mel Gibson probably is more talented than John Cusack.
I think that's fair.
I don't know. I hate Mel Gibson, you know me. I'm not a Mel defender, but he is a better actor than Cusack. I'm definitely a Cusack detractor.
He was good. I enjoyed his role in Daddy's Home Too.
I didn't see that.
which I did my
thesis on.
No. I did my civic duty on election day and watched that. I
watched Daddy's Home 1 and part of Daddy's Home 2.
I've never seen Daddy's Home 1. I only saw Daddy's Home 2 because it was available online.
Daddy's Home 2 is they go to a cabin, right? They go to a winter cabin?
Yeah, they go to a winter cabin. But that's besides the point.
Yeah. Wouldn't that movie have been more funny if... This is the Daddy's Boys, where we talk Daddy's Home 1 and 2. On this episode of Daddy's Boys, we bring up the point where it would have been more funny if Will Ferrell's dad was Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg's dad was John Lithgow. So they had like a tough guy with a sensitive dad and a sensitive guy with a tough guy dad. Mm. I think that would have been more funny than having tough dad, tough son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I guess that would have made more sense for like how they got to be the way that they are. Like they're kind of like not a reflection of their dad. They're like a rebellion against their parents.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
That would have been cool. So as we've been talking, I've been looking at the reviews, the audience scores on IMDb things. Mm-hmm. And literally, I don't think we can even trust that for Jackie Chan movies. Because literally, City Hunter has a 6.5. And Supercop has a 6.9. Mm. It's literally nonsense.
I mean, IMDb ratings are trash.
The Legend of Drunken Master has a 7.6.
Yeah.
Ugh, gosh. IMDb you can't go with. People only go to IMDb, I think, when they either really like something or really hate something.
Right.
They're not going to give like a fair, it's very polarizing.
Okay.
We can't trust IMDb for the most part, Jordan. And you should know this as a podcaster.
I've never looked at that before in my life.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I
kind
of want to jack off now. I have like a touch of man taste in my mouth from this. But let's keep going, Sonny.
What happened? It says this was based on a true story, or is it one of those?
It was based off of true events.
True events. Okay,
people
existed.
The Silk Road is a thing.
Yeah, that's the event.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh goody. In fantasy football my defense scored a touchdown.
Oh,
this
good.
Is grand. What a grand day. What a grand day. Fuck you, Jackie Chan! You're ruining my shit! You're fucking my shit up, man! Let's get Chris Tucker in this fucking movie.
Oh my god.
Let's get goddamn Fan Bing Bing in this movie. Let's call up Dan Wu again and we'll save this thing.
Yeah,
oh shit!
Save this.
Do you have the Texans, Matt?
Let's get G in here.
Yeah, so do I. Hell yeah!
Sweet pickup, right, Sonny? Fuck yeah, man! 90-yard interception return. Fuck yeah! That's savvy. gosh, we could talk. Okay, what I will fully admit, while watching this movie for about 4 minutes, I had to take a diarrhea because I did. So I had Del Taco yesterday.
So
and Del Taco always.
Did you pause it or did you? Did you just let it run?
I was listening to it.
Okay. Okay.
So it's when I texted you guys. Did John Cusack get his eyeballs ripped out? Did he?
Well,
yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah, they were definitely gone, or like red. And then he dies. None of the deaths in this movie are given anyway because we don't give it a shit. Like, the child sucks. I actually cared about the guy. So the guy who took care of the child, I was kind of a fan of. I forgot what his name was.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. I was like, oh, man.
I think he was Lucius or something
no,
like that.
No, Lucius was John Cusack.
That's Johnny Q.
Yeah.
John Q.
Yeah, John Q.
Why is John Q not starring John Cusack? And it's spelled John C U.
Oh, man.
I want to talk a little bit about the little boy.
Countering
no,
that.
No, Jules, what do you want to talk about? I don't actually want to talk about him. What do you want to talk about?
Countering that, how much better would Denzel have been as the John Cusack character?
If Denzel was a
Denzel
was better in everything. He's better than everyone
Denzel
in everything.
He would have been amazing as the John Cusack general. He would have been awesome. I would have been down with that.
That would have been fun. Would have been. Who fucking cares? I was gonna say historically inaccurate. This whole thing is crazy. Why not have black robots?
who cares?
Gives a shit at this point?
Adrian Brody's not what a Roman prince would have looked like, or John Cusack. So who gives a shit?
Is Brody a member of the tribe, Jordan?
I don't know. I have never seen his downstairs.
you still subscribe to you
upstairs.
Need to have
his nose.
Yeah, you. Oh, Sonny, I'm gonna let that slide because I've said a lot of anti-Asian things on this podcast. So you get a break.
I have no clue on Adrian Brody's status.
I'm gonna look up is Brody Jew.
They never talk about him in a Hanukkah song, in an Adam Sandler Hanukkah song that I can remember.
Well, it's tough because Brody's father, Jew. Brody's mother, not Jew.
So not
Catholic.
Jew.
So not Jew, but of the Jew bloodline, enough that he would be
murdered.
He could have trouble, murdered, enough to be murdered for it. So he's Jew.
Yeah.
He's my least favorite Jew today.
He's your least favorite Jew today.
LFJ of the day is Adre.
Mine's always just going to be Joe Lieberman. He's at the top of my list.
Mine's Dianne Feinstein.
I don't think she's Jewish.
Oh, well, that's fine. I don't care. I don't dislike Feinstein. She's a little silly.
Yeah.
She's a silly person, but and does bad stuff. Whatever. What were you gonna say, Jordan? Before we got off track about his age, Dre Brody. Oh, you said the Denzel thing.
Denzel thing. That was all I care about.
Let's go to this little boy.
I'm ready to rate this thing and throw it away. Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
Does that little boy become emperor of Rome?
No, he
dies.
He dies?
He jumps off. Oh, you didn't see that? Where his holder holds him and jumps off of the. I think it's confusing because they keep on doing flashbacks to him being alive.
Oh, okay.
But they get cornered on like a thing and like. He's like, you're not going to hurt him anymore, Adrian Brody. And then he jumps off with him like 10,000 feet and like they land and die together.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, that boy dies. And you don't really care. Who cares?
What was worse, Jordan, this or Buster Scruggs to you?
Buster Scruggs, I was semi-interested in, even though I stopped watching it after the third vignette. But I don't know. They were both kind of bad. I think this is worse, but I don't think...
I think this is clearly
this
worse.
But Buster Scruggs
it's not really
comparable.
I've heard good things about it. I don't know.
I did not enjoy it.
All the film critics I follow on Twitter, basically. And Zoe Kazan, who's in it.
I don't know how you can like it.
It's just... I think that for the Coen, this is an episode of the Coen Brothers Brothers. I think that for to like the Coen Brothers, like tertiary characters, there need to be a centralized arc, and I don't yeah. see that this exists here. There are parts of Buster Scruggs that I thought were fucking phenomenal, but then most of it I was just sort of a big who cares.
Buster Scruggs has, it's so what we were saying off the podcast last week about how much we disliked. That list from the AV Club of the best characters from Coen Brothers movies is that
yeah.
there was not much love for those tertiary characters. The problem with Buster Scruggs is it's like taking what would be tertiary characters from all the other movies and making them the stars, and that's not good either. You need like those people to exist outside of the main frame of the
yeah
because you can't care about those people for more than like 15 minutes. All right.
I have four picks for the best Coen Brothers character. I want to know what your guys' opinion is.
Okay, wait, I have to pick out of your four
or just what you think and, okay. or whatever. One, Clive from A Serious Man. The
brother?
The exchange student yeah. who wants the better grade. That yeah. kid's amazing. Two, from A Serious Man, Cy Abelman.
Yes. Okay.
Cy Abelman's incredible. Three, the like studio head from Barton Fink.
I've never seen like kissing... Barton Fink.
It's very
yeah,
good.
Barton Fink's like my top
and
three.
And four, yeah, and then four, I would say... The guy that tries to have sex with Frances McDormand in Fargo.
Yeah. I
those are four of my favorites.
Those are good. Those are good ones.
All right. Should we rate this bitch?
Yeah, let's
then
rate
I'll
it.
I'll go watch Buster Scruggs again.
Rate and review.
Is this the worst movie that we've seen of his?
Oof. Yes.
Do we have a thing on the drive? A rating thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Sonny, nice haircut. Oh, I'm looking at your haircut. Nice work.
Yeah.
You got a very... Again, if you were white, that is a white supremacist yes. haircut. But it's
but
not.
It's not.
So I like it.
That's exactly what I asked for.
So if you go to the drive in the folder, episode 3, winners and sinners data,
yeah. Score sheet.
There's a score
I
sheet
see.
In there. Which has all of the scores.
What's our lower end right now?
Shagadelic.
Right now, we have All in the Family as a 0. Oof. I wish I could give All in the Family a better score, because this is worse than it.
I think what we have to do, if we want to give something a better score, we have to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to do the work to rewrite
Okay, I'm not, no, it's All in the Family staying a 0. Then.
I don't, so, honestly, I don't think it's worse than Kung Fu Yoga.
You don't? Hmm. Okay, I do. I'm giving this... if I can't give it a straight 0, because I guess I won't. Because it is... It definitely took a lot of direction to make this, even if it was bad direction. Yeah. 0.25 stars out of Jackie Chan. 0.25 Jackie Chan doesn't want any trouble out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 0.5, because I like the outfits, and for that I will give it a little bit, but... Other than that, I thought this movie was unwatchable.
Yeah.
But the costume, I thought this movie has some of the best costumes in probably any Jackie Chan movie we've watched.
I'm going to give it a 0.5 as well.
Okay, so 2.5s and a 0.25, that's like a 0.36 or something like
0.417.
That? 0.417. Okay. 0.41? Does it bust your screen? Jets slot cornerback for number 41.
I don't know what that means.
I just said it. I just said what it means. All right, this is a bad movie. Okay, Sonny, you and I have to fix this. We have to fix yeah. this. The next movie we're doing is Drunk Legend of Drunken Master.
Yeah, but I guess the winner of this jack-off picks the one after that.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so whoever... So let's go back. We have to be very careful about what we want to pick, because we are teetering so close to unlistenability by picking some of these movies.
Let's say that we don't necessarily have to make this decision on air, because Like, okay. I made my decision last time, and I think I would have maybe changed my mind, but I didn't do it.
Okay, that's fine. So, George, Sonny versus Matt, the showdown of the century.
Yeah, okay.
Like, a year in the waiting. Yeah.
Oh, if almost a year or literally a year. I'm not sure, but...
I'm not sure.
Okay, so I have my three jack-offs.
Okay.
So, number one. I am both a politician and a physician.
I don't know. I know who you're saying, but I don't know his name.
Ben Karchan?
No.
That's what I actually thought. So okay. No.
Number two. I represent Kentucky.
Represent.
Colonel Chanders?
No.
Is it Dr. Colonel Chanders?
No. I don't know who the other Kentucky senator is.
I don't know.
Okay. I am a famous libertarian and probably earned my nickname from my idol, Ayn.
Oh, Chan Paul.
Yes.
Cool.
Chan nice Paul. Honey. Okay. Good one. Number two. I am found in tropical South America.
Tropical South America.
Is it Chand?
No.
It's not sand?
No.
What is tropical South America? I don't even know what that was.
Okay, next. Ask it.
I am the largest member of my species by weight.
Oh, no.
And the second largest by length.
Chanaconda.
Yes! Sonny! Chanaconda.
I was going to go Chanama Canal.
Oh, that's a good one.
My third clue, I'm going to say it because I think it's good, is mine doesn't want none unless you got bugs.
Oh, okay,
none.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, and number three. I am a cocktail that should be served in a pint glass.
Chandy.
No. Pint glass.
I'm a cocktail that should be served in a pint glass? I guess I need to get it now. I don't care. Sonny can win. Okay.
Pint glass.
Okay.
I don't know.
I most likely originated in England as a blend of beers. In
no
the
idea,
1700s.
Man.
Okay. Most popular American version is produced by Yingling.
No idea.
A mixture of light and dark beers.
Black and Chan?
Can you fix it?
Jack and Chan, he's saying.
Jack and Chan.
I see.
You still get it.
Yeah, Sonny, still, it doesn't matter. I didn't even try. Good job, Sonny. You get to right the ship.
So I was...
Good job,
I was,
Jordan.
Thank you. I was thinking, would this count as a jack-off acceptable thing? Instead of Jack Daniels, could it be Jackie Daniels? Or, like, adding an
Wouldn't
E
it be
to something?
Jack Chaniels?
It could Jack be Jack... Chaniels. Okay, I guess that works as well.
But now we can't use that.
No, we can't use it ever.
Who cares? It's
yeah,
one thing.
Yeah. I'll forget regardless. Chand Paul's. Oh, I didn't know Rand Paul was from Kentucky. That's cool.
Either.
I've never had a black and tan.
I don't
before.
Think I have.
Is that honestly just two different beers?
I like them. They're you can get a black and tan that's literally like a pre-made Yingling black and tan, or you can get a black and tan at like a beer place where they literally they blend two beers together. They blend a light beer and a dark beer together, and it adds a nice flavor to it. I think it's pretty good. I like black and tans.
I think I would just drink a beer.
Well, it is a beer. It's just a mixture of two beers.
I think I would just drink one beer. I don't really see the urge to drink. Also, I find Yingling pretty gross. I'm not a Yingling fan.
I don't like Yingling in general, but I like a Black and Tan.
I wish I could take Yingling and send it to Sing Sing. Prison, that is.
Yeah, okay.
In Ossining, New York.
Is that
home of Don Draper.
Is that where Sing Sing
and
is?
And Sally Draper. Bobby Draper. Jean Draper. January Jones.
Kiernan Shipka.
Kiernan Shipka, Sabrina, the teenage Jackie Chan.
Now that's a movie.
Now that's a movie that I would. Jackie needs to do a movie that's just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, not a movie that's trying to be competent, but like full on balls out nuts. Yeah. I think it'd be really fun.
Like, him and Sabrina, the teenage witch.
Jackie with the time travel movie.
He could do. You know what would be cool is if he did a time travel movie that was Super Cop, but then he time traveled back to like Legend of the Drunken Master era.
Oh, Sonny! You're fucking on fire! That's such a fun idea!
That would be fun.
That would be amazing. Someone get Jackie.
Isn't that like Transformers? Isn't that like the Transformers Golden Knightage?
Oh, are there dinosaurs? I never saw them.
I didn't see it.
I don't think they're dinosaurs. I think they, like, go back in time to, like, the era of Knights of the Round Table or something.
Oh.
And, like, turns out King Arthur
is
Optimus Prime. I don't know. I didn't see it. But
King Arthur's Optimus Prime.
That's what I gathered.
Okay, I can see that.
Or Michael Bay, the sword in the stone is the sword is really a Transformer or something.
Remember in the first Transformers when we were all in high school and Optimus Prime pulls a sword out of his kneecap and beheads the Decepticon?
Yeah.
How great that was. Little did we know that would
would ruin the
set off a
movie industry.
He was truly beheading quality film in that one stroke.
I wouldn't know because I didn't pay for the Transformers movie because Matt and I snuck into it after seeing... What did we see?
Die Hard?
No. We saw something else. Oh, yeah, we did. We saw Live Free or Die Hard, and then we snuck into the Transformers movie after.
Are we outside of the zone where we could be prosecuted for this?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What? They don't even know what theater we went to.
Levittown.
I knew that.
They didn't.
It was Levittown. It was Levittown. I think it was a Saturday.
It was a Sunday. I'm positive
it was
Sunday.
Unless we can agree upon it, they can't do anything.
Can't prove shit.
They can't prove it. Can't prove shit. We didn't have credit cards. We used cash back then. You probably... Jordan, I don't know about this. I bet you still never use a credit card.
It's true. I only have cash.
You don't use credit cards ever?
No, I have a credit card. I earn some cash back.
Get those points.
Do you put it...
Get
do you use it
points.
For like... Your cable bill?
No, we don't. We're cord cutters, baby.
You don't have... When I say cable, I mean internet.
Plus.
No, we don't. All our joint payments are made not with getting points back because we're stupid.
I mean, you're not supposed to buy joints with your credit card.
Yeah, that's true. So
in California, you can.
I guess.
Because it's legal here,
in
baby.
In Maryland, you have the MMCC. Which I answer calls for all the time because people need to find out about it.
Okay. This is Chanceplaining. This is bad. We have to figure out what we're doing.
Are we just out of good movies? No, there's got to be some left.
No, there are good movies. We just need to find them.
Big Brawl is still around. Some people like Big Brawl a lot, but don't quote me on it. We've talked a lot about doing Jet. We talked a little bit about pivoting to Jet Li for a little while.
I don't think there's that
pivoting
Bruce
to
Lee.
Like Jet.
Wait, I thought we were gonna pivot to Bruce Lee, not Jet Li.
We're not gonna do Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee's been covered. I thought we were also just gonna pivot to doing Hong Kong cinema.
Yeah, that I'm okay.
Oh,
with.
That was it.
That I'm more into. Maybe that'll be like starting next year, but we don't know. There were like six times where we tried to record today and it got fucked up every time. Like, we have no planning skills whatsoever.
Yeah. Matt, can I say something crazy about your tattoo?
Which one?
The one on your arm.
I have four tattoos on my arm.
The one of the lady from Mad Men.
Peggy Olson, yes.
Yeah, for a second, it kind of looked like Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
You think so?
A little bit.
That'd be pretty funny, I guess.
Imagine if... do you think anyone has a Lord Farquaad from Shrek tattoo? Anyone in the world?
I don't know. We were talking about getting chance bleeding tattoos like 6 months ago. If we all get chance bleeding tattoos, I'll get a Lord Farquaad tattoo also.
Yes! Boom.
If all three of us do it.
Sonny didn't want to do it. No, Sonny said he had to wait until Thanksgiving to do it. Guess what's right around the corner?
We're going to get you so drunk that you're going to get chance plating on your head like Tekashi 6ix9ine. He has the same name as your dog. How's your dog, Sonny?
He's doing well. We got him a sweater and he loves it. Or Caroline's
cool.
Mom gave him a sweater.
A dog
are you
that
guys
loves a sweater.
Bringing him with you to New York?
No, she's bringing him. So she's bringing him to. We can cut this out. After that. She's bringing him down to Virginia.
You don't want to dox where your dog is?
To see if he'll get along with her family's dog, and if he does, then we can leave him there for vacations.
Hey,
that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, let's say goodbye to all the guests out there.
Goodbye, good night, and good luck. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Music. Fat, 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 fat